I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you ever need like 5 minutes of your life just to go by fast, just ask Jeff a question. Like, I really don't know a lot of what Jeff just told us, Brian.
Yeah.
But that was a wild ride.
I guess you wouldn't pay attention.
Going to Gallery Place in the 90s. I don't know, man. There was a lot going on.
Oh, there was a lot going on.
You know what I did here, and I have no idea if this is true. There was a period of time where there were like high school kids. I'll say they're high school kids. I don't know the age, but there was like just what seemed like hundreds, but maybe just around 100 of kids standing at the top of the Metro at Gallery Place, right where you come up, kind of underneath the arena. Mm-hmm. And I think like the fighting and the cursing and just like the loitering, I suppose, got to be so bad. I have no idea if this is true, that the business owners put in this special like whistle that only younger ears would hear, and like adults wouldn't really hear it, and it like dispersed the crowds. Do you think that's at all true?
I don't think that's true. I mean, you got a dog whistle, but I don't know if you could have a younger whistle.
I don't know, man.
Anybody out there listening, if that's something that's possibly true, call in.
Yeah, that's true.
You got a whistle that young people can hear that older people can't.
Yeah, I think
so. You never heard of the mosquito ringtone?
What age does it stop at?
It depends on how good your ears are. Like, it'll be a high-pitched noise, and you'll hear it. It'll be like, and then once the frequency get too high, you won't be able to hear it. I can get it on my phone.
Question, though, is I'm just saying, at what point does that start? Because I don't know if that thing could just decide how old a person is.
You can be young and have bad ears. Yeah, it's more so on your hearing, but majority of the age groups can't hear certain frequencies. Just like certain dog whistles, they can hear it, we can't. I'm about to get it for you, don't worry.
Okay.
All right. So the whistle thing is real.
That one is a little strange for me. That's all I'm saying.
I didn't know it was a real thing. Apparently, Jeff thinks it is. Is he coming in here to play these? Why don't you play them over the microphone so the poor people driving around in their car can also hear this? I'm sure Landfill loves this idea.
You don't want to crash nobody.
I mean, hopefully it doesn't make anybody crash, right?
Nah, it won't make you crash, but it's like...
I just heard that.
Yeah, but as
Hold on, play it. I'm kind of deaf. Hold on. Kind of deaf. I'm like
the biggest ear dude in the world is deaf.
I'm like a JV Helen Keller, deaf, dumb, and blind.
It's a whole meter.
Oh, I hear that.
It's a whole meter, and it just keeps going. But the higher the frequencies get, you can't hear it.
I hear it.
I don't hear that one.
I heard a little one there.
You don't hear that one either.
I don't hear that one.
And that was 17.
17 years old?
No. Hertz.
That's what I'm saying, though.
It's not age. It's just if your ears are good or not. But that's what I'm saying.
So. Is it the person's ears or is it the age of the person? Because, like, you got some young dudes that can't hear. I got old dudes hearing every damn thing.
I'm one of them. That's why I be loud. Because sometimes I can't
hear. I can't see. I can't hear. It's been an exciting day on the program. We've had lots of news. Marshawn Lattimore. Don't you think they were releasing him anyway?
I think that experiment was done.
Yeah, I think that one you could put in the L column for Adam Peters. Wasn't healthy, got hurt again, just not the right dude. They're going to have a bunch more cap space once they release him. I think people get caught up in the cap space stuff. What do they do with Deron? We'll see.
They'll figure it out.
Deron also played fairly well. Mm-hmm. He's going into a year where there's no guaranteed money on there. It's really, really similar to what it was with John Allen last year. So I'm curious how that ends up shaking out. B, I did want to look at something that Landfill had on the show sheet. Jeff, are people calling in about the noises? All right, I'll take them. They got actual information on Like, how many? Just quick question. What is the legality of playing high-pitched noises to make kids go away? Like, don't kids have a right?
What's the legality of putting some type of fence on your yard to protect your yard?
That's your property.
But still, that's their property.
Nah, Metro Station's public property.
Hey, if you're up there messing up stuff, they got a right to do something to deter you.
All right, I don't know what's going to happen here. Ronnie's in Manassas. Ronnie, you know about these high-pitched whistles?
I don't know about them, but the other day we were using it, and my granddaughter, she's 8, and she could hear it. And we thought she was just messing around, and we tried it again. We tried it like 4 different times, and she's like, I can hear it, I can hear it. So, I mean, I don't know anything about it. I'm just saying, I mean, that's all I know.
All right. Hey, man, appreciate it. Cool. Thanks for the call. I wonder, is the ear more sensitive when you're little and you outgrow it? Probably like most things, right? Like you're more susceptible to colds and stuff.
Because like people don't take care of their hearing until it's too late. Like for instance, when I'm DJing, if I'm in a club, sometimes I keep headphones on if the sound system not good because it really hurts your ears. But when you listening to loud music and things, you're supposed to have headphones on and protect yourself from them.
I think a lot of like bands, like touring musicians, wear earphones and stuff.
Like the question I always ask, like they tell you, put the whistles on your car for the dog, for the deer.
Yeah.
Is the deer the only damn thing that hear it?
Nah. So you can't hear it, but the deer, you know, deer.
I know the deer can, but I'm saying, how about the other animals?
Does that work with deer?
It depends on how
like
their ears
are. You'll be riding sometime and you will see a deer on the side of the road, and if you're going, you'll see them. Get away.
Do you have one on your car?
I had loaned some cars previously.
You don't want a deer hitting your Bentley.
It was on the Rory because you sitting down. That deer normally come over the damn hood into the windshield. Yeah. And I didn't want to deal with that.
Especially when them lights hit them.
I find it impossible to believe that.
They run right into the lights.
Elijah's one of our frequent callers, listens to the show all the time. There's no way he's calling about anything but the Commanders.
Nope, he's talking about frequencies.
Eli, you're talking about whistles?
Yo, man. Jeff is telling. He right on, man. You know, I'm a jazz musician. I play saxophone. That's what I do for a living, man. So
really?
They train us to use our, you know, use our ears. But, there's certain frequencies that, like, deers can hear to get them away, you know. But, we have what you call in-ears for musicians. You know, what you do, you put, like you said, like headphones, we call them in-ears, you put them on your ears, and they connect to the back of your head. You probably sometimes see drummers, and what it does is it cancels out certain decibels so you can hear. You know, you know how you have, like, noise-canceling headphones?
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like the same thing. So sometimes we'll even have, like, a talk-back mic, so we'll be playing as a band. You know, if I get a gig with a wedding band, I can have a whole conversation with, like, you know, the music director. He could be talking to us, telling us jokes. In our in-ears that nobody else can hear but the band, you know, we are just the next tune, y'all, 3, 2, 1, go, boom. So it's kind of like, it kind of helps, but yeah, man. Those
sounds like IFB and TV, kind of. All right, well, appreciate it, man. Thank you, dude.
Love y'all, man.
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, so B, I just found this article. The owners of the Gallery Place commercial strip have installed an anti-loitering noise device, one to discourage loiterers, not just teens.
Loiterers, everybody hears it.
Well, Gallery Place has further urged the D.C. Council to pass an anti-loitering ordinance.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's the mosquito that Jeff talked about. It said youths in particular are said to be sensitive to a greater range of high-pitched sounds, but Gallery Place partners insist they did not install the state-of-the-art safety feature to target teens alone. According to Gallery Place, the mosquito installed in the Metro Plaza is set to a tone that could be heard by people of all ages. You know what that sounds like? Adam Peters saying Dan Quinn has complete control of the coaching, hiring, and firing process. I am sure it was not done to target the teens that were raising hell at the top of the escalators when they wanted people to go spend money at Urban Outfitters and all the restaurants and walk into the arena for Wizards versus Nets.
You know it was.
100% it was.
But let us say this.
Now,
but the thing about it, I heard it.
This is from 15 years ago.
If it's just like a little quick one, that wouldn't bother me.
Oh, you know when they did this? You remember there was that huge fight at the La Enfant Metro Station? Like 10, 15 years ago? It was like every high school in D.C. started fist fighting. That's interesting, man. I don't know that I have anything in my yard that I would try to keep out like that. Like, we don't really get deer in my neighborhood. We get foxes.
I tell you.
We got an anti-fox whistle.
It's more in your neighborhood than you know. Try it late at night.
Dude, but we don't really get deer. Like, we get foxes and raccoons and stuff. In my old neighborhood in Kensington, we had deer like crazy.
I've seen deer walking in the middle of cities. You like,
I see them on Mass Avenue.
I'm like, what the hell is the grass?
Deer are smart, man.
You just don't see them when they move, but they're out there.
Yeah, they get used to your patterns and they avoid you.
Dog, I'm telling you, like I
just come to my yard, you can see them, Jeff.
Mass Ave by the vice president's house. There's always
deer.
Rock Creek Park, all that. Because I'm telling you, these deer know where they're hunted. Because
they're on your golf course. They are close to your neighborhood too.
I'm in my neighborhood. You know, we're coming over work late at night. I wonder if because they get from my neighborhood, there's that creek that like Goldsboro Road that runs down to Glen Echo, that runs down to the river. I think they hang out down by.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They're not coming up there near y'all. If it's a creek that going down there, they're walking
there.
They're not in my immediate neighborhood very often. Two times I have seen them, it's like they seem like they're bugging out.
Where's that school over? Like when you're coming on River Road, you get off the Beltway, River Road. Well, I would make the left to go past the little school to come over to Comcast at the time.
On Wilson Lane.
But I passed that. I've seen them on South Road been hit cars on River, which tells me they've come through there.
I'm sure they are, but not like my old neighborhood.
They don't just hang around like they do. I come home, they land in my yard, and I'd be like, I drive up the driveway, and they look at me like, what up, dog?
Do you care? Like, do they mess anything up?
No, the plants I get are plants that I have to put plants that they don't really like. Because I remember when I first moved in, I had all these plants. I came home and they were gone.
Well, look, if y'all ever have a deer problem, anybody, whoever this falls on, who ears this fall, if y'all ever have a deer problem, just call me. I got you.
Could you hunt a fox? Or are you allowed to hunt foxes?
I got some private information I can give you off air about that.
All right. deer, no big deal. Honestly, even the foxes, I don't have, like if I had a cat or a small dog, I think I'd have some concern. But the foxes only come out at night. My kids aren't outside. Like, I'm not even too worried about the foxes. Yeah. Banks, my old dog, used to
see fox in the daytime coming real close, something
that's trouble.
Him. I remember we were sitting in my kitchen, you know where my little deck is. And the fox came up on the deck and was at the window. So I just put a chain of events together to take care of that situation.
Chain of events, just like today. First, we had the Trae Young trade. Then we had the Mike McDaniel news out of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we're going to make some bets. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.